Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading this morning is from Luke chapter 17. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The story in our gospel reading this morning appears to be pretty straightforward. 10 lepers were cleansed by Jesus as they made their way to the priest. However, only one of them, a Samaritan, returned to give thanks to Jesus and to praise God. Seeing that the other 9 did not return, Jesus said, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." The story offers a basic lesson in giving thanks. And as the Catechism says, it is our duty to thank and praise and serve and obey God for his good gifts to us in this life. Recovering from a dreadful disease would certainly be one of those good gifts. And yet there's a little more to the story than simple admonishment to say thank you like the one and not to show ingratitude like the 9. You see, put simply, there is a fundamental shift occurring in the person and the work of Jesus. The temple sacrifices and the obligations of the Old Testament will pass away and be replaced by Jesus, who has come as our great high priest and the final sacrifice. In other words, the ceremonial law finds its fulfillment, its completion, its telos in Jesus. Thus, the leper is cleansed and declared to be so by Jesus. We too are unclean, muddied and separated from God by our sin, alienated from the community of faith. And this sin seeks to destroy both body and soul. Yet Jesus, who is our great high priest, declares you to be clean. He rescues you from sin and death. He restores you to fellowship with the Almighty. This is what Paul writes about in Ephesians chapter 2. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. Paul is saying that upon the cross, Jesus became the despised. He became the rejected leper, the most unclean of all men, and that the leper in our reading, and you and I, of course, might be declared clean and thus acceptable and accepted by God. The story is about thankfulness and unthankfulness, but more than that, It is about the coming of the kingdom of God and the change that took place when Jesus entered into the world in human flesh. While the other nine lepers eagerly reported to the temple priest to be declared clean, the Samaritan, by faith, turned back because Jesus was the embodiment of everything foreshadowed and represented in the temple. The high priest of the new covenant had come. Thus, this story of the ten lepers essentially deals with that age-old question of who do you say Jesus is? To the nine, he was a miracle worker and perhaps nothing more. But to the one, the Samaritan, he was God in the flesh, the very one who could cleanse him even of the leprosy of his sin. And this not a result of works, but by faith, given and extolled by Jesus. Now, like the Samaritan, we are here day after day, week after week, to sing praises to God and to give thanks. And yet more than that, you have been gathered here to receive from him what only he can give, forgiveness, life, and salvation. In the midst of an unclean world, a world mired in filth and sadness and moral decay, the high priest of the new covenant declares to you here and now that you are clean, that you are forgiven, righteous, and holy. And it is so. As such, you are not only acceptable to God, you have been accepted. And God's kingdom has been opened to you. You enter in by way of the flesh of Jesus himself. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So, dear brother and sister, rise and go your way. Your faith, given and extolled by Jesus, has made you well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for a chaplain, Jacob Scott, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.